talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. With a taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up, we go coulda young or you old, up on the bus cause we are got the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and the plans from the transport sector. So hold a seat. Masu, come back. One already. The Mandela Highway Improvement Project is about 75% complete. Mandela Highway is one of the vital links between the economic hub of the Kingston metropolitan area and the northern, western and southern parts of the country. The roadway, which sees roughly 80,000 vehicles daily, is being widened and improved under the Major Infrastructure Development Program. Construction is being carried out by China Harbour Engineering Company CHEC under a $64 million contract. Senior Communications Officer with the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson, says the most significant change that has occurred on the highway to date is moving eastbound and westbound traffic onto a provisional section of the new roadway.
On the southern side, we have some soil stabilization occurring there. This would have taken place along the roadway that is now complete. And on the northern side, we're trying to complete the service road off-ramp that will take motorists to properties adjoining Heidel High School, the Heidel community, and the Ferry Police Station. The roadway now, we are cramped for room up there. So we have two eastbound lanes and two westbound lanes, but the space up there is tight. And so motorists are supposed to exercise due caution when using the roadway. We're still operating in a construction zone.
Located toward the center of the improvement project is the concrete structure for a 7 meter high overhead bridge. Miss Lawson explains how the bridge will work.
A ramp will be built to take westbound traffic coming off Spanish Town Road, and they would be on the Mandela. They will slowly go up and they will come on the bridge and they will come down onto the service road on this side, right? So the bridge will take them over the dual six-lane carriageway down into this two-lane service road here.
The service road will provide access to the Ferry community, Heidel Group of Schools, the Ferry Police Station, and other businesses in that vicinity. Motorists coming from the direction of Spanish Town will use a designated lane to access the bridge leading to the service road. This will see motorists going down the ramp at the Ferry Police Station, then exiting onto the ramp going up onto the overhead bridge heading toward Kingston. The upgrade of the Mandela Highway will increase the number of lanes from 4 to 6, and the road will be lifted in some sections. In addition, the eastbound ramp to Washington Boulevard will be increased to 2 lanes, up from the current single lane. The contract to widen and upgrade Mandela Highway was signed in July 2016 and work started a month later with an expected completion date of August 2018. However, due to unseasonal rainfall and other delays, the new end date is December 2018. Through the expansion of the Mandela Highway, the government is fulfilling its commitment of upgrading the island's road network. Did you know the NWA is responsible for over 5,000 roadways across the island? To learn more about the National Works Agency and its plans, visit nwa.gov.jm or National Works Agency Jamaica on Facebook. And we've arrived at the end of our program. Thanks for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on do your thing. And go on, go do road!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.